This goes to Dr. Kozlovsky. It's Kozlovski. Fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Kathleen, Kathleen Manley, and like Mary, A, and like November, Ley. Date of birth, July 16th of 1952. Dear Dr. Kozlovsky, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Manley with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was December 12th of 2023. Her weight is up 3 pounds over the last 6 months, and it does fluctuate quite often. Her edema of the lower extremities is unchanged. Generally, it gets slightly worse in the warmer weather and slightly better in cooler weather. She does try to follow a low-salt diet also. No hospitalizations since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She has dyspnea on exertion that is stable. No chest pain or palpitations. Medications, I want to highlight the Losartan, 100 milligram daily. She is anticoagulated with Coumadin. She's also on Bumex, 3 milligram daily. She takes that in the evening. Trulicity is 3 milligram once weekly. She also uses Norco 5/325 twice a day for pain. And she avoids oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, her weight is 229 pounds and blood pressure was 100 over 66. She states that is slightly lower than it has been without any medication changes. She did have an echocardiogram done in January of 2024, which showed grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. There was some aortic regurgitation that was unchanged, and ejection fraction was about over 70% when checked. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 7th of 2024. Creatinine was 2.21. She does fluctuate a lot. The last time it was 2.11 was 2016, but it's been as high as 2.9 in 2019. So 2.21 is estimated GFR is 23. Albumin 4.2, calcium is 9.3, sodium 139, potassium 5.1, carbon dioxide 25, phosphorus is 4.9, hemoglobin is 11.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 4 chronic kidney disease. Her creatinine levels do fluctuate in the stage 4 range. They rarely rise, or they rarely decrease enough to change her stage to 3B. So she's been mainly in stage 4 chronic kidney disease. No signs or symptoms of uremia, no pericarditis, no signs of volume overload. We will continue to check labs every 3 months and PRN. 2, hypertension, recently low blood pressure readings, and she will be having a follow-up visit with you within the next week for an in-office blood pressure check and to review her home readings. 3, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. 4, history of congestive heart failure with chronic edema of the lower extremities. No signs of exacerbation or fluid overload currently. We will continue to check labs every 1 to 3 months, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.